Hello, St. John. Welcome again to another fun-filled radio hour and a half of magical delights called Rock O'Clock. I am one of your hosts, Derek Wirtz, and to my immediate left is Brian, one of your other hosts. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of fun things today. Right, Brian?
That's correct. What time is it, Derek?
It's Rock O'Clock time.
That's right.
Is that what you're going
yeah,
for?
Yeah, you passed the quiz. You looked at the clock, though, anyway.
I know.
You thought about it.
It says Rock O'Clock on the clock.
it's only accurate sometimes.
Between 1 and 2:30 on a Monday at the radio station.
Yeah, or wherever you listen to it, if it airs other times.
They should have
other places.
They should have digital clocks like that that read out stuff like time to take a bath or
I'm sure they
pay your taxes, but it would be
they probably do.
Those are called day planners or something. I don't know. It'd be interesting. So we have some music lined up for you, and if you're just tuning in, you of course know this is Rock O'Clock, and that you can listen to us on 107.3 FM, local FM. You can also listen various ways. You can go online and just follow the links to listen live. You can go to channel 949 on Rogers Cable, or on, if you have Reliant, you can go to channel 824. Call us in the booth if you want. 648-5925 is the number that you need to know. And I think that covers everything. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Am I missing anything, Brian?
You can download the show at radioforall.net.
That's right, technology. I forgot about that. Yeah, so we're going to play for you, just start things off, some music from Man Man. This is called, it's from their 03 release. And I think they have a new album coming out soon. It's all over the internet, but I think it's, if it's just been released, it may be coming out soon. If it's been out, it hasn't been out long. But this is from their 03 release, and it's called Hurly Burly. And maybe we'll play some short weird songs after that. In the pile I have some Unicorns, some Nouvelle Vague, some Blonde Redhead, maybe some Deerhoof, some Cousins, and so on and so forth. So stay tuned and enjoy and keep on listening and request things if you want. And if you don't, then just kick back and relax. All are good options. Here's some music for you.
Thank you. care. I don't care. We'll get there tomorrow. After so many miles, shit'll happen once in a while. We'll get by if the sun rises tomorrow.
And we're back. It's now 1:18, and you are still listening to Rock O'Clock here on local 107.3 FM. Derek's here, and that's me, and Brian's here, and that's Brian. He's over there sitting in a chair, you know, writing things with his pens and CDs and whatnot. And we're doing things, having adventures, doing a radio show. You just heard a pile of music. We jam-packed. That was a lot. That was like...
It wasn't really all that much. It was like 20 minutes, maybe 15 minutes.
Like so many songs.
We played lots of songs, but they all were really short.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really short. Only been about 15 minutes.
Short and weird. Short and weird.
Here's some two pretty short tracks from the new Sadie's record called Internal Sounds. It got a perfect score on Exclaim. So that's pretty interesting. I've never been a big Sadie's fan, but I figured out that, you know, if a record gets a perfect score from Exclaim, I should probably check it out. It's pretty good. They have lots of really short rocking songs on this record.
I'd like to see who their contemporaries are in the Perfect Score Exclaim magazine universe.
Yeah, so you heard tracks called Another Tomorrow Again and The Very Ending. You also heard from Old and Weird Minstrel Song. That's on the this new compilation from Kraft Singles, Volumes 4, or 3 and 4. Probably hear from that later on because there's a good dozen awesome maritime groups on there, such as Special Costello, Astral Gunk, Yellow Teeth, Chief Thundercloud, Quicker Parents, Heaven for Real, and Monomyth, and all those cats.
Is Kraft the name of the label?
Yeah, it's Kraft Singles. They put out...
is that pun intended? They put out,
I don't know, maybe. they put out singles on cassette and online. They're
okay.
Pretty cool.
All right.
I think they're out of Halifax, which is why they have so many Halifax bands, but I could be completely mistaken by that. You also heard from Old Time Religion, Demon Meeting. You heard Boats, Old Telescope, and starting off the program was Man Man with a track called Hurly Burly.
And they're not from Nova Scotia.
No, even though Derek,
I thought they were for
some
years.
Reason.
Oh, I thought they were for years, and then I figured it out in the last year, and it was my face red. So embarrassed. so embarrassed. So you have something in the CD player, it looks like, right now, Brian. What do you have lined up?
Yeah, we're going to hear from Mark O'Connor's brand new album under his recording project name Sir with two R's. And the CD just put out was called Prize. You heard the first track last week called Monkey Man, which is pretty fun. And we're going to hear another track this week called Sultans of Suburbia. And yeah, stay tuned for more of that over the next coming weeks, because definitely will be continuing to support this release, and it's pretty cool stuff from a pretty cool guy. And Derek's gonna listen to some Cousins, which are other cool people.
Yeah, maybe I'll play it on the radio and you can listen to it too.
All right, so stay tuned.
it's all about sharing to
Rock O'Clock. We're gonna be on the air for about another hour here, so all kinds of great stuff coming your way. Stay tuned. Thank you.
treadmill, full tilt, tilt at windmills. Endless mind deals, take the blue pills. Everywhere the same refrain, masters of their own domain. Getting paid on Saturday, short of all at eBay's. Prisoners of Perturbia, daddies of Disturbia, flippers of hamburgers, yeah, the sultans of suburbia. Fathers on the grocery stores, smoke themselves a manicure, wear the latest local cure, wax and shave their body pure, tote their luggage on two wheels, home theater sex appeal, they keep the TC down, feeling more lost and found. Prisoners of Perturbia, daddies of Disturbia, flippers of hamburgers, yeah,
yeah, yeah,
the sultans of suburbia.
Let's take a stroll, shall we?
Dishes, watch sports scores, it gets vicious where jeans meet norms. Rolling strollers, males bipolar, diaper duty, then snow blowers. Watch the dishes, watch sports scores, it gets vicious where jeans meet norms. Rolling strollers, males bipolar, diaper duty, then snow blowers. Watch the dishes, watch sports scores, it gets vicious where jeans meet norms. At the bus stop, at ballets, it's a new landscape, pick your way. He-Man holdouts, he decide, all the rest infanticized. Prisoners of Perturbia, daddies of Disturbia, flippers of hamburgers, yeah, they're the sultans of suburbia.
Thank you. Running through the back, came with a shrug face to save my face. Stops playing and looks at me, and the band goes.
Hey, we're back, and that was some music from Brazilian Girls from their 2005 self-titled release. What was that one called?
Don't you know, Derek?
No, I was going to look at the number, and then the CD popped out.
It's called Corner Store.
Yeah, that's one of the trade secrets. Yep.
Right?
Corner Store.
Yeah.
That's it. Corner Store.
Before that, you also heard from Blonde Redhead, the title track from a release that came out in a year, some years ago.
2003 or 4.
Who knows? It doesn't say anything on the back.
It says right there. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Numbers.
That whole thing there.
Oh, numbers.
And that's called Misery is a Butterfly. Before that, you heard You Are the One with the Iron Heart Device by Heaven for Real from the Grundy Brothers out of Halifax, also known for Quaker Parents. And you also heard Heart of Glass by Nouvelle Vogue and Die by Cousins from their last album, The Palm at the End of the Mind. And they have a new record coming out soon, maybe before the end of this month or something, I think, possibly. Yeah, real soon. Time. Real soon.
Could be a fun old time. Yeah. So what have you been up to lately, Brian? Let's have some witty banter.
What have I been up to this weekend?
Yeah. Tell us, spin us a yarn.
Well, the Queen Square Market was canceled on Sunday because of the storm. And so I decided that I couldn't go a weekend without some farmer's markety goodness. And we went to the Kingston Farmers Market on Saturday for the first time in a long time. So that was pretty good. And it was my wife's birthday this weekend. And we went to Pomodori to get free pizza.
Which, really?
Yeah. They give you free pizza on your birthday.
Wow.
Awesome. And yeah, then it was old Wayne Hansen's wedding this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
To Andrew Bainbridge. And we went to the reception on Saturday evening. And hung out with family and friends and all that jazz. And yeah, that was mostly it.
Did you dance the night away?
No, there was no dancing. We were just at the York Bistro, which is the new-ish restaurant in the Hilton. And had some hors d'oeuvres and cake
and
cupcakes
hors d'oeuvres.
And alcoholic drinks.
Brian, no.
I know.
This is a family show.
And some soda pops.
Apple juices. Apple juices all around, kids.
Yeah. So anyway, that was good. And yeah, you know, spent some time with my parents and all in a crazy storm yesterday. Lots of rain.
Did you frolic in the rain?
Played some board games inside.
Was everyone wearing a really cozy sweater by the fire?
No. Maybe in a couple months.
Well, yeah. That's the only time. If it's raining, you have to have a cozy sweater, and there has to be a roaring fire.
That's right.
It's the only way to go.
Derek, yeah. You went to the Prince Edward Island.
I did.
You're often jaunting to that fair piece of land.
Hung out with my grandma and other family members, and went to the 70-mile yard sale, which is a yearly event every year. And
that sounds horrific. That is literally my worst nightmare.
It kind of is, in a way. It's not like a flea market where you just walk around. It's a very rural area, and it encompasses basically the entire eastern third of the island. So everywhere from, I guess, maybe Pinette, but just on the east side of Charlottetown, basically. And it's just, it's chaos. You basically drive for 30 feet, stop, get out of the car. Go look at people's
stuff. Does it really go for 70 miles? It's just called that.
It's 70 miles.
How many yard sales are there?
Many, many, many.
That's just insane.
Some are listed in a handy guide that they publish, and others are just like rogue yard sales.
Breaking the mold.
They're like, I'm going to do it my own way. And they tie everyone. The universal sign is tie some balloons to your mailbox, and people will know that there's stuff for sale. Mm. And I have a terrible weakness. I think years from now, like if I'm 70 or 80, and they break, and people come into my house to see if I'm okay, they'll find many, many mugs. And I have this weird fixation on weird mugs, just out of context things. And the treasure mug that I got this time was one that said, I'd rather be bowling. And it was obviously made in the 80s. And there's a really cheesy picture of a bowling alley. And the lady's kind of a side view of a lady bowling. And it's obvious that she's, the style is taken more into account than the actual logistics, and it looks like she's bowling in the completely wrong direction. Like she's going to kill some people. And that appealed to me on some level. I just thought it was kind of funny, so I had to buy it. And there's all kinds of other weird crap that I got.
Well, that's fun. Yeah, I don't yard sale well. I'm not much of a peruser. I can understand the appeal that people have, but yard sales and bargain shops such as Value Village and such and that kind of stuff are that is my worst nightmare.
Yeah, well, a lot of it's garbage.
I don't have the patience. I am not even, I can't even do record stores.
Oh, yeah?
Like that. When I want something, it's pretty rare. I live pretty frugally. I live pretty minimalistically. I don't need a lot of things. And when I need something, I just go get it. And I know where I want. I know what I want and I know where to get it. And the idea of shopping around and looking for things is terrifying to me. I've seen some really cool, like, record and comic book stores, for instance, but some of them, or for instance, there's like the Alice Nest in Fredericton. It's a super cool bookstore. It is a huge bookstore with many, many shelves of thousands and thousands of books. And I think the idea of that store is genius. I think it's a really cool store and I have no patience for it.
Oh, really?
Or for instance, the record store that Judd went to when we were in London, this really cool record store with tons and tons of records, but everything was just everywhere and with very little sense of order.
You don't like the hunt.
No, I have no patience. And yeah. And I can see the appeal of some people, and you can be rewarded for it if you have the patience and time. But
it's like a hidden treasure.
Yeah, I'm not into that at all. I think that those stores are really cool, and I see my friends going to them, and I'm like, that. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun, but that just seems awful to me.
It's weird, and especially the yard sales probably like 10 years ago before all this terrible reality show business with pickers and people finding bargains and all this stuff before it became, you know, quote-unquote cool in the public sphere. It was probably better then, but now you see an old chair and someone will charge what they think they can get for it because there's all kinds of crazies out there just driving around. And like, I saw a guy people from Ontario and down in the States, they show up to this thing because it's well known. And I saw a guy with a truck and he had many, many bicycles on the back of it. He was just going around. He's like, I'm going to buy all the bicycles. And some people with wooden furniture, and it was pretty insane. What if I wanted a bicycle? What about me?
But not enough bicycles to go around.
Yeah, but it's really quite insane. People charge too much. And, oh, yeah, and I think I mentioned this before to you about the terrible... Should we discuss the terrible reality show idea?
Yeah.
It's called... I was going around with my cousin doing these yard sales, and... we had an idea called Cousin Bargain, where you go to a yard sale, and if somebody has something that has great sentimental value, if they discuss, you know, having, you know, oh, this is my grandmother's radio, and here's the story, and that's why it's so pricey, because it's, you know, it's my grandma's radio, and then you buy it from them, and then you take it out to the driveway, and you go to your car, and you get a sledgehammer or a bat, and you say, come out here, how much will you pay me not to smash, not to smash this? And then it's like a game show.
I mean, game show.
Maybe I'm a terrible human being.
Oh, you definitely are.
I would never do that. That's the difference between me and a legitimate terrible human being, is that I wouldn't do it. It's just kind of interesting to think about.
All right. Well, we're going to jump in some tunes here.
On that note.
And yeah, we still have just over, you know, just a little under half the program left to go. 30 some odd plus minutes for music, so stay tuned. Lots of great stuff coming your way. We have piles that are far too large to get through, so we'll be making some difficult choices here as the program progresses.
Or are we lying?
First, Derek has the seminal Yeah Yeah Yeahs record in his machine there.
My grasp.
And it's called Fever to Tell, and Derek hasn't chosen a song yet from it. So no, we're going to get to see that process happen. He's also missing the CD somehow.
That's something. There it is. That's something I also do.
Misplace things that you need. Now you get to watch Derek.
I usually cover it up with banter. I would say, you know, tell you a fun fact about Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and hey, this album's called Show Your Bones. But meanwhile, I'm not really thinking about what I'm saying. I'm actually picking out a CD.
Oh, I even lied. You didn't even have the CD that I thought you did.
Yeah.
So I've been lying.
You lied too. It's called Show Your Bones.
Yeah, that's all right.
We're all kind of lying a little bit today. This one's called Gold Lion, and I think you will enjoy it. So stay tuned.
Gold.